Well, the very first day, Sunday, I was at Hackney Hospital, I found a tiny little lady who'd been in that continuing care, elderly care ward for 12 years. She had very severe rheumatoid arthritis, and she was on an old Western medical waterbed. And she was so frail and tiny. And she said to me, there's one thing I'll probably never do, but I'd like to do, and that is lie in the sunshine. And I said to her, well, I think we could organise that, because I was strong then. I didn't have all these joint problems. And I carried her down, and there was a bit of lawn in front of the block. And a student nurse came behind me with a pillow and blankets, and we lay her down. And I had to be careful, because I knew she hadn't been in the sun. And I said, look, we can only be out here for half an hour. So she said, oh, it's fine. And the student nurse came back and brought us both back a cup of tea, which I thought was so thoughtful, because she was thirsty and I was thirsty. And that was the sort of poverty of life the old people had there. It was really poor. The smell was terrible, you know, because there wasn't enough laundry. And it was the old people I think I felt the most sorry for and wanted to do the most, which is what we did. We did a huge amount because we started to get their own personalised clothing. I started to get each one their own locker with their own clothes. And we get the people coming in and take them down to choose their clothes. And this was really novel. And then that meant we had to have a team of people washing and ironing them every day, because you couldn't send them to the laundry. And it was a great joy to me to be doing these things all the time. It seemed so positive, you know, you were doing... It was such a worthwhile job, and I just loved it.